Welcome to One at a Time. I'm Maggie, helping you get across campus and beyond one pep talk at a time. Today's pep talk is about stack stress. Stack stress is a term I've made up to describe what happens when you have a lot of things going on at once. So you'll have homework and activities and tests and quizzes and classes to attend and time you want to spend with your friends on top of maybe a job or anything else that you have going on, and it kind of all piles up and one tiny thing can tip it all over. For me, stack stress also has the feeling of being overwhelmed, and I think part of this is because we have a lack of care for ourselves or self-care. Not that you don't care about yourself, but you're putting caring for yourself at the bottom of this stack pile, piling everything on top of it. And typically with this kind of stress, what happens to me is that I have one little thing go wrong in the stack and it sends everything else tumbling down, and I end up crying over something that usually I could handle, but in a situation where I have a lot going on, it feels just like too much. I 1000% know I'm not alone in this because I talk to my students about it all the time. So I'm going to share my three things to do when you feel stack stress building up. Okay, so my first tip is a really practical one. It's to make a list of everything that you have to do, everything that you have going on, get everything out so it's not just living and floating in your mind, and then rank everything in order of most pressing issue, or what's the most important thing that you need to get done first, and rank everything from there down. You might be thinking, why am I going to write out a big long list of the stuff I have to do that's just going to stress me out even more? And I'm telling you, it's not going to if you look at it with this lens. Writing everything out creates some of the benefits that the Purge emotional writing technique does as well. And I have a podcast on it, and I'll link it in the show notes if you want to listen to that to help with stress. But getting everything out of your mind and out of your body and onto the page has a lot of benefits. From a self-care perspective, releasing thoughts onto a piece of paper can feel really cathartic. And from a practical standpoint, sometimes stress comes from being disorganized, not really knowing what you have going on, and being able to write it all down and see it in a different way can really help with that overwhelmed feeling. A second benefit of this is that I have always found that when I am overwhelmed, sometimes it makes me totally freeze. And when I figure out one thing I can do to move myself forward, the pressure sort of alleviates itself. It's like I need to get going, and then I feel much, much better. Sometimes I even just feel better writing the list out. I recommend, though, if you're gonna start something, start with your most pressing issue and work your way down the list from there. However, just picking one thing on the list and going for it will help start to relieve some pressure. Some practical tips on writing this list out: you can do it handwritten, pen to paper, paper to pen, do it that way. You can do it in a Word document or Google Doc or whatever you like to use your notes so you can copy and paste it. You can do it in an Excel sheet. In Google Sheets, they have a to-do list function that you can use if you have a Gmail account. And then finally, I sometimes will get post-its out and stick everything on my wall and organize it in a post-it kind of way and then write it all down. Sometimes I like to be big and visual, and that's a trick I have. Tip number two when it comes to stack stress. So this tip is kind of already if you're in stack stress and sort of one thing has tipped you right over. I ask myself, what am I really upset about here? I see this a lot in my private practice where someone will come in and just be like, I'm so overwhelmed, and start to cry. And I'll be like, what's upsetting you right now? And they'll be like, I don't know, I just have so much going on. And I'm like, I totally get it, but what's the real reason you're crying? What's behind all of this? Then they'll say, I feel resentful that I said yes to this thing, or I feel like I'm not smart enough, or I feel like I don't matter. There are always feelings behind the stack stress, and it's typically stuff that we haven't been tending to or stories that we're telling ourselves that we need to unravel. So if you're having a stack stress breakdown, look to what's behind the stress. What are you really upset about? And my last tip for dealing with stack stress is to get super serious about your self-care practice. Typically, when we're overwhelmed and we have a lot going on, we take self-care right off of our to-do list, and it's actually when you need it the most. You are not being indulgent or taking too much time for yourself. You are actually creating more time to do the stuff you actually have to get done when you take the time to take care of yourself. Having an emotional reaction to stress and being overwhelmed a lot of times comes from not processing feelings or, you know, taking care of yourself from the inside out. Whether it is a 10-minute meditation, a 20-minute walk, maybe even just journal writing for 12 minutes like I do, all of that stuff can help you process feelings, process stress. And I know those activities can feel really indulgent when you have a lot going on, but you literally need them the most when you have a lot going on. So give yourself permission to take care of yourself. And a pro tip here is doing the first tip, the making a giant list and picking out one thing to do and getting it done, is a act of self-care. So you could just do that as your little ritual to take care of yourself when you feel stress coming on. That is my pep talk for today on stack stress. It is to write everything out, get organized, get everything that's in your head out on paper, pick out your most pressing issue, and move on from there. It is to figure out what you're really upset about behind all the stress. Typically, when we are in a stack stress situation, it's because we've been ignoring some feelings and they're popping up in a place that we don't expect due to all the stress. And then finally, it's to make time to have a self-care practice. When you're stressed out, it's when you need it the most, and it will actually help you get more done. That is my pep talk for today. For more tips and tricks, you can head over to my website, which is maggiedepasquale.com. And as always, I'm rooting for you.